We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, our subject for discussion today is love and salvation. Is there a conflict between the law of Christ and the love of God? We're talking about the law of Christ He has given us to obey. We're talking about the love we are to have for God and the love that He has for us. Just because God loves us, He has not left us without rule or regulation, without law or commandment. Jesus saw no conflict between law and love. He loved His Father. He kept His Father's law perfectly. He lived under the law of Moses during His personal ministry. He reverenced the law of God. He envisioned no conflict between our loving Him and our keeping His law that would begin on the first Pentecost subsequent to His resurrection. In fact, He equated love for Him with reverence for His commandments. John chapter 14 is a dynamic portion of the great discourse He gave the apostles in the upper room shortly before His death on Calvary. He made these declarations relative to the vital connection, the fundamental link between law and love, between real affection for Him and reverence for His commandments. In John 14:15, He said, "If you love Me, ye will keep My commandments." It must be remembered that a commandment is simply a law of God. In fact, a definition of law is that of a commandment. Again, the Lord said this in John 14:21-24. "He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me. And he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him, and will manifest Myself unto him." Judas, not Iscariot, saith unto Him, "Lord, what is come to pass that Thou wilt manifest Thyself unto us, and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love Me, he will keep My word, and My Father will love him, and he will come unto him, and make our abode with him. And he that loveth Me not keepeth not My words. And the word which ye hear is not Mine, but the Father's who sent Me." It was the supreme attitude of our Lord that love is a commandment keeping. He equated love with commandments. Love is reverence for the words of our Lord. Love is respect and obedient response to the sayings of our Lord. A man does not love the Lord Jesus Christ and despise His word. A man does not love God who would encourage others to disobey the law of God. A man does not love the Lord Jesus Christ who would encourage others to manifest nothing but disdain for the commandments of our Lord. Love either begins and continues, or else ends with one's attitude and action toward the word of the living God, the commandments of Christ. Yes, law and love are mutually exclusive. Your love for the Lord Jesus Christ is established by your attitude and action toward the commandments of God and toward the Lord's commandments. Love and law are mutually exclusive, according to the inspired writing of Paul. He spoke about the law of faith in Romans 3:27. In Romans 8:2, he referred to Christianity as the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Yet it was in this same epistle that he spoke so eloquently and comprehensively of love. In Romans 5 and verse 5, he spoke of the love of God, which hath been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given unto us. In Romans 5:8, he penned a very beautiful thought, "But God commendeth His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In Romans 13:8-10, he spoke of love, that which fulfills the law and is a fulfillment of the law. Paul spoke of the beautiful harmony about law and love in the Galatian epistle. He wrote in Galatians 5:6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love." In the very next chapter, the last chapter of Galatians, he wrote, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6, verse 2. One of the final utterances of the Galatian epistle is the strong exhortation of Galatians 6:16, which says, "And as many as shall walk by this rule, Peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Remember that law is a rule of action. Paul thus intended for the Galatians to have a faith which worked by love, and to observe a law or rule that they loved steadfastly. To Paul, the very love that God had for us called forth the necessity of our being under the law of Christ. And the very love that we have for God and Christ demands that we treat with the highest respect the commandments of the Lord, the law of Christ. John the Apostle was that disciple whom Jesus loved, you will recall. Bible students have frequently referred to him as the Apostle of Love. John observed no conflict between law and love. My friends, hear me. Are you listening? Law is a commandment or requirement. It is a rule or regulation that must be obeyed. When John came to give us the finest definition perhaps ever penned of love, he connected this with the tremendous emotion of the heart with commandment keeping, keeping God's commandments. He wrote in 1 John 5 and verse 3, now listen to this carefully, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." Are you listening? "This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." Since there are many in religious circles who evidently find the keeping of God's commandments in conflict with love, we wonder about their respect for this divine statement. Beloved, you may mark it down that the man who questions the commandments of God and seeks to minimize and respect the commandments of the Lord really does not believe 1 John 5:3, which says, "This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." If one really believes this marvelous message, that is, what real love is all about, he would not disavow any and all links between love and law. In reality, love and law are interdependent. Real love demands law. The best law is built upon the firm foundation of love. Parents who love their children place them under rules and regulations. So does our Heavenly Father. Jesus Himself said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Is there a conflict between law and liberty, or between law and freedom? Many would answer in the affirmative. They seem to think that if we are free in Christ, then we are under no rules, under no obligation, under no law of any kind, but just to love God. Paul saw no conflict between the concepts of law and freedom, of love and obedience. It is a remarkable fact that in Romans 8:2, he spoke of the law and freedom in the very same expression. It was the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus which made Paul free and extended to him liberty. In the Galatian epistle, Paul spoke of liberty which we have in Christ Jesus. Galatians 2, verse 4. In Galatians 5, 1, he wrote, "For freedom did Christ set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage." He said in Galatians 5, 13, that Christians were called for freedom, yet warned them not to allow their freedom or liberty in Christ to be used as an occasion to the flesh or to become a license to sin. Beloved, this is the very thing that has been done in our day in the name of cheap grace and abused love. They have made it in as a kind of an umbrella for any and all types of fleshly sin and immoral escapades. Paul saw no conflict in talking much about freedom in Christ to the Galatians, and yet calling attention to the fact that their self-evident need was to fulfill the law of Christ, so stated in Galatians 6:2. James saw no conflict between law, liberty, and love. Like Paul, he used the two terms in the very same verse. Listen to what he has to say in James 1:25. Are you listening? "But he that looketh unto the perfect law, the law of liberty, and so continueth, being not a hearer that forgetteth, but a doer that worketh, this man shall be blessed in his doing." To James, Christianity was the perfect law. It was the law of liberty. My friends, that can only be real liberty where there is law. And that can only be liberty when there is obedience motivated by love to that law. Remember, that law is restraint. It commands the right and prohibits the wrong. Where there is no restraint, there is most every type of slavery. View the dope addict, who operates without and beyond law or any kind of restraint. He is one of the worst types of bondage that any person living today could find himself in. Jesus said in John 8:32 that the truth, the Christian system of law, will make you free when known and obeyed. This is the beautiful harmony that exists between love, law, faith, and liberty. There is beautiful harmony between love and law and liberty. To know God is to love God. To love God is to know God. The Bible says in 1 John 2, 3, 5, "And hereby we know him if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected." Knowing God, loving God, and keeping his commandments as God's children are absolutely essential to salvation. Obeying the commandments of God in becoming a child of God are absolutely essential to salvation. Knowing God is not simply a matter of intellectual understanding of certain doctrines about God. Although knowledge of God embraces the intellectual, this knowledge is both moral and spiritual. It is not necessarily the highly trained intellect that knows God, but the pure in heart are they who have come to know God. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew 5, verse 8. This knowledge of God, beloved, is intimately related to love. Hear the apostle, and again I say, are you listening? Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love. And everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. My friends, hear the apostle again. We love because he first loved us. If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen cannot love God whom he hath not seen. And this is the commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. 1 John 4, 19-21. The waters of the Niagara Falls cannot be contained in a drinking cup. Neither can the finite mind of man fully comprehend the infinite mind of God. God is the great fountain of love. We love, he says, because he first loved us. Love is an eternal stream flowing from the fount of God. Our love to God and love toward each other are the effects of God's love for us. It is the joyous obedience to God's commandments because it springs from love that bears evidence of our love for God. Even a child of God, thoroughly indoctrinated with truth, who does not love God and obey the commandments of God, may claim to know God, but the Bible says he is a liar. Yes, my brethren, even a child of God may claim to know God, love God, and keep his commandments. Yet, if he hateth his brother, the Bible says he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen cannot love God whom he hath not seen. It is tragic indeed that many brethren have an intellectual knowledge of God and a partisan zeal. They claim to know God and claim to obey the commandments of God, yet they hold hate and malice in their hearts for their brethren. They bite and devour, crucify and seek to destroy those who may differ from them or those whom they dislike. Some brethren will not even speak to each other, yet claim to know God, claim to love God and keep his commandments. But God, who knows all, says such men are liars. You just cannot love God and hate your brother in Christ. Your soul will be lost in the devil's hell. I tell you, my friends, we cannot separate love from God's commandments, from the law of Christ. To know God is to love God. To love God is to know God. Listen to these words of inspiration from 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 5. And hereby we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected. This is the love of God, the Bible says. To know God and keep his commandments, the love of God and the commandments.